Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 92.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Shepherd. We'd ask all of our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This prayer today was submitted to me by Scholar Adams, who's interning for us here in the General Assembly. Thank you, Scholar. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour asking for your blessing and help as we are gathered together. We pray for your guidance in the matters at hand and ask that you would clearly show us how to conduct our work with a spirit of joy and enthusiasm. Give us the desire to find ways to excel in our work. Help us to work together and encourage each other to excellence. We ask that you would challenge each of us for higher and farther and better things in our life. We ask that you protect all of us as we seek to do your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion. Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 12th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written. Representative Hall moves the journal for July 12th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Special messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to your message received on June 10th, 2021, that the House of Representatives failed to concur in House Bill 84, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to apply premises restrictions of certain sex offenders, and the President Pro Tem appoints Senator Britt, Chair, Senator Sawyer, Galley, and Clark on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arise and may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted. Court may continue.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on June 29th, 2021, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 126, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to abolish obsolete boards and commissions that are no longer functional and make other changes to boards and commissions. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Perry, Chair, Senator Sawyer, Lee, Lowe, on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Chair appoints the following conferees. Representative Bell's chair. Members Representative Destin Hall, Representative Hurley. Senate will be so notified.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on June 30, 2021, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 173, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide local authority for schools facing covering determinations during the 2021-2022 school year. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Raymond, Chair, Senator Crawford, Ballard, and DeVere on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Representative Chair appoints the following conferees. Representative Willis, Chair. Representative Kristen Baker. Representative Torbett, Chair. The Senate will be so notified.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on June 29, 2021, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 450, House Committee Substitute 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to study the installation of carbon monoxide alarm detection systems in existing public school buildings, to authorize additional nationally standard tests to satisfy ninth grade private school testing requirements, and to provide multiple water and sewer services to charter schools. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Lee, Chair, Senators Ballard, Jackson, Barnes, and Davis on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the difference arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Chair appoints the following conferees. Representative Elmore, Chair. Representative Torbett, Representative Blackwell, Representative Clemmons, Senate will be so notified. Mr. Clerk, members, the chair is going to, the House to come to order. House Bill 334 is the jobs grant and tax relief bill. This was the Senate's tax finance package. That bill, the Finance Committee wishes to use that bill as a vehicle to get some time-sensitive measures done. So there's going to be a motion not to concur. So without objection, well, the chair is going to first withdraw the bill from the Committee on Rules and without objection add to today's calendar. So ordered. And that'll be added to today's calendar. And for members, that's House Bill 334. Again, that will simply be on a motion not to concur that will be taken at that time. Chair has additional conferee to Senate Bill 173. Representative Willingham is named as a conferee to that as well. Mr. Clerk, an additional conferee is added to Senate Bill 126. Representative Howard Hunter is added as a conferee to that bill. The House will come to order. Members, we're about to begin our business, but before doing so, the chair would ask the body's attention. We do have a few recognitions of folks in the gallery we'd like to make, and would ask members to please direct your attention there. First off, on motion of Representatives Miller and Eiler of Brunswick County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Steve Barger with the Brunswick County Board of Education, his two daughters, Zoe and Riley Barger, as well as Nick Todd. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you over here on the left. Thanks for being with us today. On motion of Representative Kidwell, Beaufort County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a number of visitors with us today from Beaufort County. And I would ask, as your name is called, to please stand and members to hold your applause to the end. First off, we have Cynthia King, who is the Global Solutions Sustainability Facilitator with Beaufort County Community College and is also a business professor. Dr. David Loop, who is the president of the Beaufort County Community College. And they're joined by Mike Hoos-Moore, Bernice Reyes, Maya Guyon, Jamie Keel, Elizabeth Amalia, who are all members of the Global Solutions Sustainability Challenge team. Please join me in welcoming these guests with us here today. Thanks for being with us. On motion of the lady from Johnson County, Representative White, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Luke Highfield. Luke is a rising junior at the Neuse Charter High School in Smithfield. He served as a senator in the recent Youth Legislative Assembly, and he is shadowing Representative White today to encourage his interest in politics and the legislative process. Luke, would you please stand so we could welcome you? Thanks for being with us today. Also on motion to the members from Buncombe, Representative Turner, Representative Fisher, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to UNC Asheville students Chris Sab and Perrin Dunlin Alani Sedona, who are here with us today. Could y'all please stand so we could welcome you all as well over here on the right. Thanks for being with us today. Calendar, House Bill 375, the corporal reading.
Representative McNeil, House Bill 375, a bill to be entitled an act removing the cap satellite annexation for the towns of Franklinville, Liberty, and the Ramsey, and removing certain described property from the corporate limits of the city of Roxborough. General Assembly, North Carolina annexed.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I do move that the House do concur with the Senate proposed committee substitute for House Bill 375.
Members, this is not a cocktail party. This is the House of Representatives, and we're in session. I would ask members to please keep their conversations to them. Yes, that's correct, Representative Hunter. Question before the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 375. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 375, the motion to concur having been adopted, the bill is ordered and rolled. House Bill 67, the clerk will read.
Representative Davis, House Bill 67, a bill to be entitled an act for technical corrections to general statutes and session laws as recommended by the General Statutes Commission. General Senator North Carolina annexed.
Representative Davis is not on the floor. This is a motion for concurrence. We'll set it aside temporarily. The bill will be temporarily displaced. Senate Bill 122, the clerk will read.
Senator Hayes, Senate Bill 122, a bill to be entitled an act to remove certain described property from the corporate limits of the town of Spruce Pines and from the town of Weaverville. General Senator of North Carolina annexed.
Lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a non-controversial de-annexation bill, and I would appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate, not the question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 122, second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, aye. Candy Smith, okay. Representative Adams on the floor. Clerk will like machine record the vote. 105 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. Senate Bill 122 passes second reading, remains on the calendar. Members, that's a roll call. A reason that's going over to third tomorrow. House Bill 334, the clerk will read.
Representatives Pickett and Sain, House Bill 334. A bill to be entitled Job Grants and Tax Relief, General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Bradford, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we do not concur with House Bill 334, Senate Committee, substitute number 2.
Gentleman has moved the House do not concur to House Bill 334. Further discussion, debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion not to concur. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House has voted not to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 334, and the Senate will be so notified. Chair appoints the following conferees on 334, Senate Bill 334, Representatives Bradford, Soka, Setzer, Ray, and Kidwell. Senate will be so notified. Members, we're going to go back to House Bill 67 that was temporarily displaced. The gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I make a motion that we do concur with the changes made.
The gentleman has moved that the House concur. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, on House Bill 67, this was the General Statute Commission technical corrections, and what happened is after it left the House and went to the Senate, there were additional technical corrections that were recommended by the General Statutes Commission. They were added to that bill by the Senate, and I'd ask you to concur. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 67. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Hardister, aye. Representative Bell, aye. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, 1 the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 67. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Members, we have another special guest with us who actually traveled probably the furthest distance of anyone here today. On motion of the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Harster, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Emma and Callum Watson, who are here from Scotland. Emma is here to study health care systems, and her son Callum is interested in U.S. politics. They're actually over here on the floor, if y'all would please stand. Thanks for being with us today. Members, we are awaiting a couple of committee reports from the Rules Committee of bills that will be added that the Rules Committee did, and we have not received those yet. So we're going to go ahead and go to some notices and announcements for a moment, and the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege, and the chair would ask that the House give the lady your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And ladies and gentlemen of the House, it is with a breaking heart a little bit today that I share some news with you all about someone up here that I think almost all of us knew, except maybe the freshman class this year. Diane Russell, who was our Director of Legislative Assistance, died recently. And as a lot of you know, when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, all the pink ribbons went up in almost all the doors of every office in this building and the LOB, because the legislative assistants knew her, worked with her, and worked with her well. But I have a special reason for wanting to honor Diane today, and that is she was my LA. That was the first job she had in this building 14 years ago. She was my LA for only 1 year and 4 months, because after she was hired, and I was so upset that she was leaving, because she came here from the private sector. And as all of you know, when you're elected, you come here and you meet with the Director of Legislative Assistance, and you look at potential LAs that you might interview. And Diane was that person, but when I came, it was someone else. And after she stepped down, the vacancy was there, and Denise Weeks came to me one day and said, I have a question for you. But backing up before that question she posed to me, I went through 3 different interviews with potential LAs and landed on Diane and went back and forth about, wow, she's the private sector. I had been told by other LAs and members, when you hire an LA, you really want someone that knows the ins and outs up here, that they know staff, and it's good to have someone that's connected. And so I thought, well, she hasn't worked here. She doesn't know many people. But by golly, she's got an incredible resume and an incredible infectious personality, and I liked that. So I hired her. We had a great time. She was awesome. She was smart. She knew everybody before I even worried about introducing her to people. But Diane called me, Diane Weeks, our clerk, called me and said, I have a question. Diane Cole is stepping down and retiring, and I need to hire someone, but I cannot hire her without your permission. I said, well, who are you talking about? She said, Diane, you're L.A. I went, no, you can't have her. I went through all that interviews, and I loved her, and she was great. No, you can't have her. We laughed, but of course I said yes, and Diane moved into that position and did an incredible job. She really did, and I hope all of you had the chance to interact with her in your search for your LAs. But I just wanted to acknowledge her today from the floor because it's just been recently that she passed. She had a long battle with breast cancer, but I will say this. Diane would not want tears shed for her. Whew. Because through the last few years of her battle, Diane traveled. She did the things she wanted to do. She lived every day with a smile on her face, no matter how hard the obstacles were that faced her. She went to Texas to seek greater help. And that battle came to an end a few days ago. So I ask you today to keep her family and her in your hearts and in your prayers, and for all of us up here to take a moment, think about those people that work in that office next to us, your LAs. They know more about us than you think they do, but they are here for us. So I ask you to honor Diane by honoring your LA today. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Carney, and members. When we adjourn today, we will be adjourning in her memories. So I ask the body to observe decorum during that process. For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
I have 2 points of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, ladies and gentlemen, you introduced some very outstanding young people from Beaufort County who have made some just astounding achievements for their young age. And I do want to add to that that is under the tutelage of who I consider to be one of the best presidents of a community college in the state of North Carolina, Dr. David Loop. Since Dr. Loop has come to Beaufort Community College, they just had amazing and astounding results. I'm surprised at how well he has done, and want to express my appreciation to him as we will partner in some of the endeavors as we move forward. Also, Professor Cynthia King, who has led these children into this award. It's people like her who are just the outstanding thing that is the community college system in North Carolina. It's a very important and critical part of our education process, and it makes all of our lives a little better to have these community colleges, and most particularly my hats off to the leadership there. They're doing a phenomenal job. I'm a little bit partial to that because I've been a student there, I've been on their boards, and I'm also an instructor there from time to time. So it's a great place. The students that were introduced earlier won a first place prize in a national competition called the Global Solutions. Imagine that, guys. Kidwell can't talk. Global Solutions Sustainability Challenge, and it is a virtual challenge initiative that supports workforce development in the U.S., Iraq, and Jordan. IREX partners with the U.S. State Department, the Aspen Institute, and the Stevens Initiative. They also won a grant to write a book and create the artwork for said book and to be published. That's geared towards fourth graders, and they're going to be donating that book to the fourth grade classes throughout Beaufort County. So if you have a chance later on, they'll be, I hope they'll meet us out front of the doors. You'll be able to congratulate them in their efforts. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I may continue on a second point.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, I do want to, on a personal note, a truly personal note, I want to congratulate my son and my daughter-in-law. They are celebrating today their 19th wedding anniversary, and, you know, to some that doesn't sound like a lot, but in today's world, 19 years, and they seem to be going strong, 4 great children. I just want to congratulate and thank them for being who they are and being probably some of the greatest people in my life, and my daughter-in-law couldn't make me more proud. Sworn in by Congressman Murphy in an official ceremony this past weekend as a U.S. citizen. And very proud of her. So, Elena, thank you for that, and thank you for the great-grandchildren as well.
For what purpose the lady from Durham, Representative Austin, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Lady has four.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I just wanted to wish my wife, Courtney, a happy birthday today. She is on a well-deserved vacation. And, Courtney, if you're listening, I hope you're having a drink by the pool and that our children are far away and not bothering you. Happy birthday.
What purpose? Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett Rice.
Moment of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman has the floor.
Following the same note as Representative Carney, Diane did a lot of good for a lot of people in her years of service to the great state of North Carolina. And I just want to share one story with you because it's a story I will always, for as long as I live, remember about Diane. I have been talking to my wife about being my legislative assistant. And this is 12 years ago. For months, for absolutely months, and she just couldn't make up her mind. She was more inclined not to do that. And finally, I felt like I was gaining ground, and my wife asked me, says, well, let me talk to the person that's over LA's, because I want to understand exactly what my job assignment is. I said, well, honey, I've been kind of telling. She says, no, I want to talk to somebody that knows. So I said, okay, fine. So we called up here, got in hold of Diane. She says, I think I was Rep-elect then, said, Rep-elect Torbett, you come up, you see me anytime, and I'll answer any question that your wife may have. So we went over there, went in her office, and I said, Ms. Russell, says, this is my wife, Vidya, and I'm Representative-elect Torbett, and trying to get her to be my LA, and I'd love for her to come to work up here. She'd be great with the constituents, which is almost everything that we do. But she has a few questions she wants to ask you. She won't take my word for it. Diane says, well, I'd be more than happy to help. Ms. Torbett, what is it I can help you with? And my wife says, exactly what is my job responsibilities? And Diane, with a little slight grin on her face, looked my wife in the face, says, make him happy. I loved that woman after that comment. And we became fast friends. But that's just one of the many stories. And Diane, Godspeed. I'll always remember you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Bumgarner, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce everybody while y'all were on vacation and enjoying yourself last week. I had the happy occasion to welcome a new granddaughter into the world, Kathleen Elaine Current. And she'll be a week old tomorrow. And her and Mom are both doing fine, and we're happy to have her.
Congratulations. For what purpose, the gentleman from McDowell, Representative Green, rise?
For point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, sadly I rise to announce the passing and remember the service of former Representative Charles Franklin Monroe Buchanan, who passed away during the holiday break on July 5th. Monroe, as he was known in our neck of the woods, was a native of Mitchell County and served as a member of this body for 16 years, from 1985 to 1993, and from 1985 to 1993, and from 1995 to 2003, representing two districts comprised of all or part of five counties, and as a Mitchell County Commissioner from 1978 to 1982. Monroe was laid to rest in Mitchell County after graveside services on July the 10th at Buchanan Bird Cemetery on Poplar Creek Road. So please remember his sister, along with several nieces, nephews, great nephews, and many, many friends who survive him in the days ahead. Monroe was a faithful and humble public servant who never met a stranger and who worked hard to serve the interests of his district and state. Both places are better places to live, work, and visit because he was here, and we are blessed that he was called to serve.
Thank you. For what purpose, the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell Rice?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has four.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, leave your lunchbox at home tomorrow. We got two special days we're celebrating out on the Northeast Portico, starting at 11 a.m. It is Watermelon Day, courtesy of Senator Brent Jackson. Also, they'll have the 2021 North Carolina Watermelon Queen, Anna Young, will be there. And then also, courtesy of your Alamance delegation, is Tomato Sandwich Day. So y'all come out and get yourself some fresh Alamance County tomatoes between some slices of white bread and some mayonnaise, and we'll all have a good time.
What purpose, the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth Rice?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A lot of good things happened last week while we were gone. It's pretty quiet around here. But there was a really special birthday that did occur last week with my seatmate here, Dean Arp. And I would tell you that in his birthday made it all the way to Washington. They were so impressed with the work he's done here that they actually named a federal bill after him, the ARP bill, that we're now dealing with. So every time you think about all this money coming from Washington, from the big spenders up there, think about Dean Arp, the big spender down here that's spending all the ARP money here in North Carolina. Congratulations to my seatmate.
Number Senate Bill 146, short title, Teledentistry, RDH, Administrative Local Anesthetic. Chair is going to withdraw that bill from the Committee on Health. Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules. The serial referral to the Committee on State Government is also stricken. Members, we are waiting on one bill from the Rules Committee. I believe it may be a local bill. Chair is going to inquire on that. I think that's the only bill that we're waiting on for today, so we're waiting on it to go through the bill processing. Members, we're going to stand at ease while we wait to receive that bill.
chair directs all messages sent from the House to the Senate be sent by special message. The House will come back to order. Representative Hall, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations, House Committee Report, Senate Bill 150, Mormonton Amendments, Voting, Fine, Handover, and Elections, Favorable House Committee Substitute Number 3, Unfavorable House Committee Substitute Number 2.
House Committee Substitute Number 2 placed on the unfavorable counter. House Committee Substitute Number 3 will be counted for today. Representative Raymond Smith, the gentleman approach the dais, please. I don't know what Representative Smith had done wrong. Must have been something based on that reaction, but you had some folks ratting on you back there. Apparently, if it was, I don't know what was going on. Members are waiting on a, there's going to be an amendment drawn, I believe, on this bill. Representative Smith's working on that. This is a local bill. House, stand at ease.
Representative Smith, please approach the dais. Legislative drafting staff, please approach the dais. Clerk will read.
Senator Daniels, Senate Bill 150, a bill to be entitled Various Local Changes, General Assembly of North Carolina Acts.
Representative Smith is recognized. Smith of Wayne is recognized. Senate Fourth Amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Smith moves to amend the bill on page 198 by rewriting the line to read.
John was recognized to debate the amendment. The House will come to order.
This is a simple amendment to remove Wayne County from page 4, line 6, and there's no opposition that I know of.
Further discussion, further debate? Not. The question before the House, adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. Gentleman from Burke, Representative Blackwell, recognize to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Local bill, it started out with the amendment to the Charter of Morganton. It grew from there to add two more items from my home county of Burke. Others thought that was a good idea, so we've now added four more. So there's seven different local items in here. I'm glad to discuss them all, but I don't think I know of any opposition regarding any of them, but glad to answer questions.
Further discussion, debate? For what purpose, Lee from Guilford? Representative Harrison Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Blackwell, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but I was just looking at Section 5A regarding the town of Weldon. If you or someone could explain what that actually means.
President Blackwell, gentlemen, yield.
I will yield to say this, that as Representative Harrison can probably read, this would allow them to dispose of some private property or some property that belongs to the town by private negotiation. I think that Representative Ray may be able to provide additional explanation if you would like it.
Wait, I'm sorry, please, Mr. Speaker, may I ask Representative Ray?
Representative Ray, gentlemen, yield?
Yeah, I yield. We had an economic development project announced July the 1st, and Roseburg Timber Company from Oregon is going to put a sawmill in the town of Weldon. And so a piece of property adjacent to where they're going had to go with that facility. So the town of Weldon had another partial property that would transfer. So that was agreed in the town. We have a resolution from the town. So it's agreed by the county, the town, the businesses, and the ownership. So thank you for your support.
Further discussion or debate? Not the question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 150 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 150, having passed second reading, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 150 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 150, having passed third reading, order and roll, sent to the Senate by special messenger. Members, for your planning purposes, tomorrow's session will be at 4 p.m., It is the intention of the chair at this juncture that the energy bill be added to tomorrow's calendar. It will be in the rules committee tomorrow. There will be a notice going out for that. But it is the intention of the chair that bill be added to tomorrow's calendar for consideration. So please note that for your planning purposes. There will be recorded votes tomorrow. There will be recorded votes for Thursday. There will, of course, not be any recorded votes for Friday. It's good to be back. See everybody back. I would just ask to... ask that you all keep a lot of our members in your thoughts and prayers. We have some members who are dealing with some health issues, some of whom are here, some of whom are not. And just think about that. And so just know that, and those who are, please call on myself or any of your colleagues for anything that's needed. But we do have a number of members facing some health issues right now. So please do remember them and think of them in your thoughts and prayers as we go forward. Any further notices or announcements at this time? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion, which also is a memorial motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, July 14th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, and in memory of Diane Russell, former Director of House Legislative Assistance.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Carney. That the House do now adjourn to reconvene July 14th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, and in memory of Diane Russell, who is the former Director of Legislative Assistance. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, an additional conferee is added to House Bill 334, short title, Jobs, Grants, and Tax Relief. That is Representative Pickett as the conferee to House Bill 334. The Senate will be notified. On motion of the chair, House Bill 158, short title, Constitutional Amendment, Life and Fertilization, bills withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 1, re-referred to the Committee on Families, Aging Policy, and the Zero for Older Rules remains. Representative DeNarp and Representative John Soka recognize to send forth an Energy and Public Utilities Committee report, House Bill 951, Study Emerging Energy Generation, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The serial referral to the Appropriations Committee is stricken, and the committee substitute for House Bill 951 is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.